Take your Bibles, please. Turn to Psalm 56. Psalm 56. We'll read the entire psalm together. We'll read this passage responsively. Psalm 56. Psalm 56, we'll read all 13 verses together and we'll read them responsively. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O Thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God I will praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape my iniquity and thine anger cast down the people, O God? Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. And let's finish on verse 13 together. Ready? For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you've done for us in our church. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit here. Now, Lord, I pray that you'd help us, calm us. May our minds focus on this part of the service especially. Though the singing's been wonderful and the laughter and all the preliminaries, but this is the main course. This is the reason we're here. Well, Father, please fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. Lord, take our hearts, our burdens, our thoughts, our minds, focus them on you so that you could teach us what you have for us today, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
I take a moment as a dad. That's one of my youngins. She wrote that song. What a powerful song. You know what we all ought to do? Just stay amazed. I'm amazed this morning. That's fantastic. Today's sermon is for all of us, but in a very special way, it'll apply to our mothers. But again, I think you're going to find something in it that's going to help all of us, and in a very, very special way. Earlier, we read from the 56th Psalm. We read the entire chapter. It's an amazing, amazing psalm. In this psalm, the psalm is a psalm of David. In the psalm, David is being sought by his own countrymen. He speaks of the wanderings of God's people. What's happened is he's being chased by people from his own country, and David had to go and hide among the Philistines. He went to hide in the city of Ziklag because Saul was jealous over David, and David is actually fleeing from his life from people that ought to be his friends. So here's David hiding from people that at one time were his friends. David's hurt. Don't pop the gum. And over here, I want you to settle down. This is very serious, very serious. Church is important, so listen this way. Here he is, hiding in the city of Ziklag. He is hiding in a country of the enemy while he is avoiding his own countrymen as they are being unkind to him. He's hurt. David is lonely. He's feeling rejected. He has been wrongly betrayed. And the Bible tells us that he is weeping. The key verse of today's sermon is this. Psalm 56:8 says, Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? How interesting. Did you hear that? It said, put thou my tears into thy bottle. God has a tear bottle in heaven. Maybe it's one big bottle in which he puts all the tears, but I don't think that. What I think is that for every born-again Christian, God has in heaven a tear bottle. Maybe that tear bottle would look a little something like this. This bottle here, so you know, it has my name on it. Right on the front, there's a label. It says Jeffrey Allen Owens. The Bible teaches that God has in heaven a tear bottle. It's our tears, but the Scripture says it's His bottle. This means that God sees our tears. He sees them night or day. He sees them in public. He sees them when they're shed in private. He sees them when it's light. He sees them when it's dark. See, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 16:9, it says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. God said, I see those tears. When you were hurt, you tucked yourself around the corner and you shed a tear that nobody seen. God took his finger. He said, I've got it. He put your tear in his tear bottle. But you know, nobody cries like a mama cries. Those tears, mama. I want to talk to you about that today. I call the sermon, My Tears in His Bottle. Why are you crying? He asked his mom. Because I'm the mother, she told him. But I don't understand, he said. His mom just hugged him and said, you never will understand. Later, the little boy asked his father why mothers seem to cry for no reason. All mothers cry for no reason, was Dad's ingenious answer. The little boy grew up and became a man, still wondering why mothers cry. So finally he asked God. The now grown adult man said, God, why do mothers cry so easily? God said, you see, son, when I made mothers, they had to be special. I made their shoulders strong enough to carry the weight of the world, yet gentle enough to give comfort. I gave them an inner strength to endure childbirth and the rejection that many times come from the children to whom they gave birth. I gave them a toughness that allows them to keep going when everyone else gives up and to take care of their families through sickness and fatigue without even complaining. I gave them the sensitivity to love their children under all circumstances, even when their children has hurt them very badly and expresses no sensitivity back toward their mom. This same sensitivity helps them to make a child's boo-boo feel better, helps them share a teenager's anxiety and fears, and carries over to their adult children's burdens and heartaches. God said, I gave them a tear to shed. It's theirs exclusively to use whenever needed. They may call upon it at their leisure. I let them shed it when they want and where they want. God said, I pass no judgment upon a mother when she chooses to shed her tears, and neither should you, my son. And the man said, thank you, God. I wanted to understand why a mama cries. I remember I was probably about 16 years of age, and I was being contrary with my mother, and I was running with some people I shouldn't have been with, doing some things that I shouldn't have done. My mama knew it. I came in one night. As I walked in, Mom was sitting at the table, and my mom was an avid reader. She was reading a book and chewing some juicy fruit gum. I walked in. Mom pulled the book down just far enough to look over the top of the book, and she said, son, I'm worried about you. And it's all 16-year-old boys can tend to behave wrong. I said, don't worry about me, Mom, I'm fine. Showing my man colors, if you would. And my mom said, but son, I'm really worried about you. She started to cry. She said, now, Jeff, don't mess up your life. I said, don't worry about me. I can take care of myself. I'm not a little boy. I stormed up and went to my room, slammed the door. A few minutes later, I went down, and I almost snuck down the stairs. I looked at my mom. She was sitting at the table, just weeping. Oh, God convicted my heart. I went back to my room. I said, Lord, as long as I live, I never want to make my mama cry again. Oh, how those tears affected a hard teenage heart. I called Mom this morning. Said, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Said, I think your Mother's Day card's going to be a little late. I said, did you get it yesterday? She said, no, son. She said, but son, the card is not important. She said, what you'll do this morning is more important to me than any card you could send. She said, to know my boy is going to help people. She started to cry. And I thought, I never wanted to make her cry again. But I guess those tears are okay. You'll never figure it out. We'll never figure it out. Young people, as you're growing up, every once in a while you'll see a tear escape your mother's eye. You see, but there was nothing happening at the moment that caused it. There was probably something that happened prior to it. It was just her time to let that tear escape. I want to talk to you about this thought, my tears in His bottle. You see, our tears for God's bottle are shed for many reasons. Let me give you some of the reasons why you and I, whether you're a mother or whoever you are here today, isn't it a wonderful thing to know that God sees the tears that come from our faces? There are many reasons why we weep. For instance, our tears for God's bottle are shed because of physical pain. For physical pain. In Mark 1:26, I'll read a verse to you. It says, and when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Let me tell you something. I believe here, Jesus was in Capernaum. He went to a synagogue to teach. An unsaved man with an unclean spirit was there. And when Jesus cast out that unclean spirit, in the process, the man, the Bible says, was physically torn. That pain caused the man to cry. Now, we've all, at one point or another in life, been hurt physically. And somehow, it triggered our tears. You know, God created your body that way. Little one, doesn't take them long to figure out. You get hurt, you cry. You get hurt physically, and it flips that switch, and those tears come. But let me tell you what happens. Every time your body hurts, and you say, it hurts, and you cry, God comes along with His finger. He takes those tears and He said, I care about that tear. And He puts it in His tear bottle. Isn't it a wonderful thing that my God, the great big God of the universe, sees every tear that you shed? You say that it was a hurt of the body, but it was a tear. And God knew that pain. God cares when we face physical pain. Now, my granddaughter, Alexandra, a couple weeks ago, she had a pretzel rod, one of those about 6 inches long, and she's running through the hallway, fell and jammed it right into her throat. Believe me, she cried. It was comforting as a grandfather to know that every tear that fell from that little girl's eyes, God said, I've got those. And He placed them into His tear bottle. That shot that we had to get at the doctor's, and who knows where it came, You say, I cried. God saw those tears. Janice and Jerry Lowther's little girl, Angelique, was in the hospital, been sick for about 2 weeks. I was there the other day, and she, a little child, I'm going to guess, less than 18 months old, that little baby was crying. And if I was standing there, I thought, God sees every tear from the pain that that little baby's experiencing. You ever had stitches? And if you cried, God seen the tears. That pain, we had one of the boys, our boys, speaking of a golf tournament. One took a golf club to the other earlier in life, busted him in the head. I don't know how many stitches they had to get. God seen the tears from the busted head. And then probably the revenge that came for the doctor visit. You mamas that have given birth, and the pain and the tears, God's seen every tear. Can you imagine that God has your tears in His bottle? Mrs. Bajent? As you've watched your husband go through the agony of his treatments for his cancer, every tear that you shed, God said, I love you. He's taking them. You say, God? Oh, yes. God has time for your tears. I'm glad my God cares. You smash your finger with a hammer. You can hope he was busier wiping tears than logging words. One of our kids were playing in the backyard one day, and one of them got tackled. Somebody hit him. They were playing football. One hit him low, one hit him high. He went down, and he broke his thigh bone all the way. I mean, mom could hear the scream. Moms understand screams. They can tell if that's a hurt scream, a mad scream, or a hungry scream. To me, it's all just screaming. She ran out and picked our boy up. When she did, his leg just dangled. Broken all the way in half. 30 days in traction. Honey, how long in a body cast? Almost 6 months with a cast from his neck all the way down to his toes. But every tear shed on the way to the emergency room, God was there. You see, somehow we might think that God does not recognize our physical pain, but He does. God knows that physical pain triggers those tears. And God said, I've got a tear bottle. Not only that, I think our tears from God's bottle are shed for the pain that others experience. Listen to this verse. In Luke 23, verse 28, it says, But Jesus turned unto them, saying, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Here's the story. Jesus had been arrested. Pilate gave the people a choice as to what would happen to Jesus. The wicked crowd cries of Jesus, crucify him, give us Barabbas. Jesus was then sentenced to a crucifixion. There are many Christians, and especially were there ladies present, and they wept over the pain that Jesus would face. You see, not only does God attend to our tears that come because of our physical pain, I believe God also attends to the tears that you and I shed for the sake of other people. If you are a compassionate person, then you will weep tears of compassion. I heard yesterday, I was talking to a couple of our men. A couple of our men said that during the men's golf outing, they were watching Brother Bajent play golf like a young man. He's out there swinging that club, just having him a good time. Aaron and Buck said, Preacher, we were watching, and we just wept as we watched that man play golf because of how God has worked in his body and heals his body. And Aaron, every tear, God said, I've got those. He wiped them off. And placed them in his tear bottle. We weep. We weep for our spouses. God knows it's too bad that there are not more husbands that weep for their wives and wives that weep for their husbands. I was thinking yesterday, I was at the hospital and seeing our dear Paul Mongan. Brother Mongan's not been well. He's in the hospital. Jerry and I were talking. She said, "Preacher, I cried and I cried." Let me tell you what God was doing, Jerry. All the time you cried, He was taking those tears. He said, I care about those. He was keeping track of a wife that was weeping because of a pain. You know, folks, it's amazing how God can care about our tears. I guess you and I ought to care about one another's tears. There's nothing like watching your children get hurt. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. It's such a helpless feeling to know that your child is hurt and there's so little that you can do. But for every mama who has shed a tear over the hurt and the pain of your child, God has a tear bottle. I'll tell you something. When I read this verse, it just about overwhelmed me. I'm always amazed at the Word of God, but oh, does it become more amazing to me as the time passes? I look at that verse, I said, oh my. I mean, I believe God literally in heaven somehow has a bottle. He told David, he said, "David, I've got your tears, and it's God's bottle, but it was David's tears." God is keeping track of those tears. You see, we shed tears when others hurt. We shed tears when others hurt, when our spouses hurt, when our children hurt, when we weep for our friends. Hey, do you only weep for you? That's awful. That's awful weak. Are there not others that need us to weep? Are there any tears in your bottle for anybody but you? The Bible teaches that Jesus wept over somebody else's pain. We ought to be like Jesus. I was talking to my mother today, and she said, "Jeff, pray for Dad." I said, "Well, why, Mom?" She said, "Your Grandpa Owens will go to heaven in the next day or two." I said, "I didn't know he was that bad." She said, "Yes." She said, "He probably won't make it through the day." And I could hear her weeping. But I tell you this, God's taking those tears. God's watching every tear. Not one escapes His love. Not one escapes His compassion. Not one tear comes forth from your eyes without your God noticing. You say, but Brother Owens, God is taking care of the Mississippi River. God is attending to the Potomac. God is taking care of the Atlantic Ocean. God is taking care of the Pacific Ocean. God attends to the Great Lakes. There's so much water everywhere. But I'm telling you something, nothing more precious than the tears of the saints of God. It doesn't say that He takes the water from the Potomac and takes a drop and puts it in a bottle, but He said, your tears. You see, our tears for God's bottle are shed because of physical pain. Our tears for God's bottle are shed because of pain that is experienced by others. And due to our compassion, our tears for God's bottle are shed because of emotional pain. Genesis 27:34 says, "And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father." The story is that the story of Jacob tricking his old blind father Isaac out of Esau's blessing. Jacob told Dad he was Esau, and Esau came in and found out. And the Bible says that Esau wept after the treachery. Here is a broken heart. It's an emotional pain. You say, but tears are emotional, but here's a stress that takes place in the heart, not on the body, not somebody else's, but something that's taking place in your heart. There's somebody here today. There's a husband or a wife, and you have been betrayed and forsaken. And nobody knows. You said that he made a promise, she made a promise, and they didn't keep that promise. And you've shed tears. And rightfully so. But let me say to you, if you have been betrayed, and the deep emotional pain that you have faced, let me remind you, your God watches every tear that you shed. God knows of the emotional pain because of that disloyalty. The pain of a lack of forgiveness. And let me tell you, when we don't forgive each other as Christians, it causes pain.
Yes, sir.
There are people here that maybe they hurt you or you hurt them, and somewhere there's a lack of forgiveness that should have taken place. And because of that lack of forgiveness, there's emotional pain and there are tears that are shed because of relationships that are distanced. Let me tell you this, your God takes those tears and He places them in His tear bottle. I believe there's the emotional pain of hatred. Folks, you and I are to hate sin. We're to hate the devil. But you are not to hate people. If you hate people, you're not a good Christian. Did you hear that? If you hate people, you are not a good Christian. You're a bad Christian. Christian, hate. The theme of the Christian life is love. That does not mean that I enjoy what someone does to me. Not at all. I am to hate their sin and I am to love them. Hatred causes tears. Hatred causes tears. But when hatred has raised its nasty, ugly, demonic head and tears are shed, let me assure you, God's aware of those tears. That pain of betrayal, disloyalty, a lack of forgiveness, hatred. Hey, the pain of rejection brings tears. I've watched, and I hope it's a rare occasion, but I go back in my mind to a time in our Christian school where a little group of girls got their nose in the air and they rejected another girl in their own Christian school. And that girl came to me, that teenage girl came, and she said, "Preacher, why do they treat me like that?" And she cried. And I thought, I do not know why they would treat you like that. That young lady that felt rejected by her peers for seemingly no good reason, as her tears fell from her face into my carpet in my office, I think God came along and He had a way to extract tears from the carpet. He picked them up and He said, "Oh, teenage girl that feels rejected, I'm keeping track of your tears." God cares about those tears. God cares about the pain of feeling ignored and rejected and betrayed and hated. See, God knows your tears. He sees those tears. You see, we shed tears because of our own physical pain. We shed tears because somebody else experiences pain. We shed emotional tears by the way people treat one another. Then I think our tears for God's bottle are shed because of spiritual pain. In Exodus 17, verse number 4, the Bible says, "And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me." The story is that the children of Israel were wandering in the wilderness. Moses was their God-appointed leader. They rebelled against him. He couldn't satisfy them no matter what he did. And then they began to blame him for their wilderness wandering to the point that they were actually going to stone him. And the Bible says he went to God and he cried. He said, "God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do." Let me tell you something. Anytime somebody disobeys God, somebody else cries. Somewhere. Our disobedience to God produces the tears of somebody.
Right.
Parents cry when their kids spiritually disappoint them. Every parent. You said, "I reared them better than that." I know you did. See, "I tried so hard, Brother Owens. Where did I go wrong?" Well, let me tell you something. God has some children that misbehave, and He's not a bad dad. Let me tell you something. When our kids go astray, it breaks our hearts. Well, I'll assure you something, though. I know. If your children have broken your heart, Mama, if your children have broken your heart, Daddy, I know. Your tears are important to your God. And you can't even share the heartache with anybody because it's private in your life and in your heart. Your God loves you. And your God sees every tear. he'll take his finger, he'll wipe those tears, and he'll say, "Mama, I'm keeping track. I'm keeping track. Daddy, I'm keeping track." Hey, I'm glad God has a tear bottle. Bus riders, let me tell you something. You bus riders, you come in on a bus, some of you don't even realize it, but your bus captain has wept over your life. Somebody cares about your tears. Your bus worker has wept over your life and wept over you doing right for God. I wouldn't give you a nickel for a Sunday school teacher that has not shed at least a tear or two. Some of you Sunday school teachers say, "Why? Why does my class not grow?" It may be that the class will be watered by your tears, and without water anything will die.
Right.
Some of you Sunday school students, those of you that attend the Sunday schools here, which is just virtually every person in this house, let me tell you something. Some of you have Sunday school teachers that have wept tears over you. I've watched Sunday school teacher after Sunday school teacher weep over a student in their class. In our Christian school, Brother Bush, principal for many, many years, I promise you, I've watched that man sit in my office to bring me a report about a young person misbehaved. I've watched him just break down and fall apart in tears. He said, "Preacher, why didn't they listen to us? Why did they rebel against the rules?" Weeping. You see, if you love, there's going to be tears shed because of spiritual pain. It's my privilege to help pastors. Pastors don't have people to catch their tears. Pastor has to stay strong. The pastor keeps his burdens private while he helps the people with their public burdens. And I travel across the country, and pastors will come and say, "Brother Owens, could I get a minute with you?" I almost always know if that means they're brokenhearted. I'll say, "Sure, we'll talk," and they'll begin to bear their burdens and their heartaches. I've had my shoulder drenched in the tears of a man of God on more than one occasion, and quite frequently, because of their burdens. To every pastor that would dare listen for some reason to the recordings of these sermons, let me assure every pastor and every man of God that God cares about your tears. To every pastor's wife, and you don't know what it's like until you've been there, the loneliness, living in the glass house. Nobody understands it. For every tear that a lady has shed as she backed her husband and did, I think, the hardest job. It's harder to be a pastor's wife than to be a pastor. For every tear that's been shed, God takes those tears and He puts them into the tear bottle. Grandparents. I know of grandparents in this house. The kids somehow didn't catch on or won't do their duty in raising their own children, and grandparents just step up to do it. And to every weary grandparent, you've already reared your kids. And now you help them with the grandkids. You say, "I'm weary, Brother Owens. I'm tired." You say, "I know there are times when you weep because you look at your grandchildren and you love them so much, you've got to give them a chance." And I say to you, God sees those tears, Grandma. God sees those tears, Grandpa. He's keeping track. And thank God for you. Let me say to every one of you, every one of you in this church, if you're going to have children, you rear them for God. You hold it together and you figure out what it's going to take so Mom and Dad don't have to take care of it all. But thank God for a Grandma and a Grandpa that'll step up. Make it happen. Thank God for you. You see, God said, "I have a tear bottle." David said, "Take my tears and put them in your bottle, Lord." Our tears in God's bottle are shed because of physical pain. Our tears in God's bottle are shed because of the pain that other people experience. Our tears in God's bottle are shed because of the emotional pain that we face. Our tears in God's bottle are shed because of the spiritual things of life. Somebody in this room right now, you are backslidden, and there are people who have shed tears over you. Our tears for God's bottle are shed because of the souls of men. The Bible says in Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. We sow the seed of God's Word in tears. When they get saved, we reap in joy. But the tears must be shed. Do you weep over the lost? Hey, wonder if the salvation of the one that you seem to be concerned with, wonder if it's dependent on the number of tears God has in the bottle over that person's salvation. Have you watered them enough with your tears that they might be saved? You know, the thought of hell should create some tears in a Christian. The thought of an eternal separation from your loved ones ought to cause a tear here and there. God stores those tears in His tear bottle. Have you ever been burdened to the point where you wept and wept and wept over the soul of a loved one that needs to be saved? Or do we have that much concern? Do we believe in hell? You see, our tears for God's bottle could be shed because of the souls of men. But for every person here that has ever wept a tear over the fact that someone you love is unsaved and on their way to hell, God has taken every tear and He's keeping track of them. Our tears for God's bottle are shed over the death of our loved ones. Luke 7:13, it says, and when the Lord saw her, He had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. Jesus came into a city called Nain. He came to the gate of that city. A widow's only son had died and she was weeping. And Jesus said, weep not. In this story, God, through Jesus brings this son back to life. But when that woman was weeping her tears over a loved one that had passed away, God was taking those tears and placing them in His bottle. When you lose someone that you love to death, I'll tell you what happens. At first, everybody runs to your aid. At first, everybody shows concern. But a few months later, they've forgotten. And I apologize. I apologize on behalf of all of us, because all of us are guilty. You've done it, and it's been done to you. But I say we forget. But may I say, when you went to that cemetery and you wept those tears, God was keeping track of everyone. God knew. And to this day, when the widows of our church, they face that moment where their heart becomes extra tender and they realize the one that they had lived their life with is now gone and they'll spend this day alone and they cry. Our God looks down and our God said, oh dear sweet lady, I have your tears. I'm watching. I watch every tear and I put them in my tear bottle. Every widower, God knows of your tears. Mrs. Williamson, whose mama went to be with the Lord just a week ago, God knows. He's seen your tears. Mrs. Lopez's daddy right now is in the hospital, and for all practical purposes, he's soon to pass. They know that. She called me on the phone when she had gone down to the hospital. She could hardly talk. She was crying. Leanne, God's keeping those tears. He's watching, Leanne. He sees your tears. He knows of your broken heart. Mighty army of people in this building. You've lost loved ones. I look around. I don't dare start mentioning all the names. I've conducted almost 70 funeral services in 8 years. I mean, name after name after name of our loved ones that are in heaven. And we shed tears. And this morning, we're even reminded, let me tell you, every tear that you shed and every tear that I shed, we serve a God that cares about every tear. He said, I've got a tear bottle. Oh, am I thankful for the heart of our God. What a God that He cares. When nobody else is paying attention to those tears, God said, I've got a tear bottle. I'm keeping track. For every heartache, for every heartbreak, for every pain, whatever caused it, those tears were placed in God's tear bottle. You say, what might God do with those tears? I thought about that. I asked, what would God do with these tears? Well, first of all, I think it's His way of saying, I care. I think it's God's way of saying, I love you. What else might God do with this bottle of tears? I think he uses it to remind us that everybody has a bottle of tears. You say, Brother Owens, I've got a bottle like that? Yes, you do. But could I remind everybody? Everybody has a bottle of tears. We get very self-centered. We get very concerned about me, mine, my. Folks, look around. Everybody here has a bottle of tears. You see, she looks so happy. She's paid her price. This old sin-cursed world is full of the devil and full of heartache and heartbreak and tragedy. It's full of all the pains and the sicknesses of life. I'm telling you, everybody here has a tear bottle. You remember, everybody weeps tears. You may not get to see mine, I may not get to see yours, but we've all got a tear bottle. And you're being hard on somebody, and you didn't understand why they were a little short or a little hurt. It might be they have a bottle full of tears that they wept this week. You don't know. I think that God has these bottles of tears. It's His way of saying, I care. It may be His way of reminding all of us that others may too have a bottle of tears. I think He tells us about the bottle of tears so that when we feel all alone and we're weeping, He reminds us, no, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me. You're never alone. Pay attention over here, and if you can't behave yourself, just leave the service. You say, but I don't think anybody knows. No one knows. Yes, Jesus knows. You say, I shed the tear. Nobody's seen it fall. Nobody cares. Nobody really understands. He understands. He told us in the bottle of tears to remind us when you feel like you're all alone and nobody understands and there's nobody that could perceive the heartache behind the tears. God said, I understand. I'm there. You never weep alone. I wonder if He doesn't have a bottle of tears so everybody in heaven can be reminded. You know, people in heaven knows He's got the bottles. I think the people that get to glory, they see those bottles and say, God, all the time I was down there, You were collecting those tears for me. God, this is one of the things that makes heaven wonderful. I'm reminded that You were there all along. So what's He going to do with those bottles? I've got a feeling one day, He may just crush them all, get rid of the bottles. You say, why so? Revelation 21:14 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall be there any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Listen, folks, there's coming a day when our heartaches will be no more. There's coming a day when there'll be no more death, or sickness, or cancer, or divorce. There'll be no more of it. It'll all be gone. And God said, I'll keep track of your tears till you get to heaven. But once you get to heaven, you won't need a tear bottle anymore. But until then, God said, I'm keeping track. Hey, are you saved? If you died today, are you sure you go to heaven? You say, I'm not. Has your mother wept for your salvation? If you're here today and you've never been born again, why don't you make it so your mother would have to weep no more about your soul? Get saved today. Are you backslidden?
Hey, Christian, are you away from God? Have you turned your back on God? Is there a streak of rebellion in your life right now? Is somebody weeping over your behavior? Just this week, a mama wept. Just this week, a daddy wept. Just this week, a friend wept over your rebellious nature. What you're doing? No, you're born again. You're saved. But you're rebelling against God, and somebody has wept over you. Not a week passes that I don't, on my face, in my office, weep over Christians in my church who are self-destructing. Why don't you bring those tears to an end? You say, I'll get right with God. Somebody needs to get right with God. Somebody needs to get saved. He said in Psalm 56, verse 8, Thou tellest my wanderings, put thou my tears into thy bottle. God's tear bottle, my tears. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, every head bowed, every eye closed.